And finally, I have the great pleasure to introduce to you our featured speaker here, the founder of the Schiller Institute, Mrs. Helga Tseplerush, who will make a few opening remarks before we begin the program.
It is necessary to commemorate the celebration of Mozart's Requiem, which was performed for John F. Kennedy 50 years ago in this cathedral. It is urgent to evoke again the divine spirit and beauty of Mozart's composition in order to reconnect us with the better world which both Kennedy and Mozart represent. His assassination marks a deep cut, a change of paradigm, of which the world suffers since. For the short years of his leadership, the nation and the world were inspired by his trust in the limitless perfectibility of man and his ability to face all challenges due to the confidence in God, as well as in the creative ability of man to apply scientific and technological progress for the benefit of mankind. He was committed to guide America to contribute to the elimination of poverty in the whole world and to build a lasting peace among all nations. With his assassination, not only he was murdered, but the hope to achieve these goals. Today, 50 years later, world peace is in danger. Large parts of the world are gripped by despair and poverty, and many youth are lacking a future. Recently, Pope Francis issued the apostolic writing Evangelii Gaudium, in which he insisted that the sixth commandment, thou shall not kill, must also be applied to the economy, and that we are living today under an economic system which idolizes money and which does kill people. He then called on the political leaders of today to have an energetic change in their basic attitude and called on them to change that economic system with decisiveness and vision into one that provides for the welfare of all people on the planet. In Kennedy's memory, we must therefore not only mourn the torment of the world, but it is our responsibility to follow the call of Pope Francis to inspire new hope for mankind by bringing the minds of people together and generate a movement of inspiration devoted to bring about a revival of humanity from the looming destruction. Let us therefore participate in this concert with the solemn commitment to passionately devote ourselves to Kennedy's vision and carry out his vision for the future, and in that way, partake in his immortality.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Helga.